This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver's Animal Protection Division says failing to keep pets safe from this weekend's storm could result in an animal neglect charge, which carries a fine and up to 1 year in jail. Pet store owner Katie Osmussen says a common mistake is waiting too long to get clumps of snow out of paws.
That can lead to blood circulation issues and things like that, freezing in between their toes. It causes pain and it can also cause frostbite in severe cases.
The city says heavy snow can also affect an animal's sense of smell and disorient them. Forecasters say more than 2 feet of snow could fall in parts of Metro Denver, Boulder, and the Northern Front Range. The House Judiciary Committee is investigating the power of big tech, including how it affects the media. Republican Ken Buck says tech companies can shape journalism content because they are a monopoly.
Big tech companies have become digital kings, and they represent precisely the kind of political power the antitrust laws are designed to tackle.
Buck is sponsoring a bipartisan bill to give news organizations a 4-year exemption from antitrust laws so they can negotiate with companies like Facebook or Google for ad revenue. Revenues for Vail Resorts were down 26% from November to January compared to the same period a year ago. The Broomfield-based company says spending on ski schools and dining took the biggest hits. 40 degrees in Denver, it's 35 in Colorado Springs, 46 in Vail, 52 for Grand Junction, 42 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.